Rewiring Your Life with Erica Spiegelman and Marcia Stone. Wellness, inspiration, support.
Welcome to Rewiring Your Life. We are here to give inspiration, wellness tips, and support. I'm Erica Spiegelman.
And I'm Marcia Stone.
And today we have on two amazing guests that we are so excited to talk to. They have a book out called Healing Herbal Soups, and it's a history of herbal soups and traditional Chinese medicine through food. The recipes and descriptions of the herbs that you can use with them are so amazing, and I'm really excited to talk to them about many topics, including their book. But let me first introduce them. We have Rose Chung, and she's a mother and entrepreneur. She inherited her fondness for soup from her mother, who raised her in a very traditional Chinese family in Hong Kong. Rose moved to the United States after college. She got married and decided to settle down in Southern California. Her and her husband opened a Chinese restaurant by the beach for many years, and then her passion for Chinese food, medicine, herbs, it grew and grew, and eventually she created a product that was patented and is available through traditional Chinese medicine clinics in Asia. And Genevieve Wong is our other guest. She is a four-time Emmy-nominated producer and writer, and as a journalist, she's reported for news organizations like NBC, New York Post, and Los Angeles Times. Genevieve is a former cooking producer at The Nate Show. She's worked alongside celebrity chefs and became extremely interested in traditional Chinese medicine too in her 20s, and started learning about the healing powers of Chinese herbal soups. This is a mother and daughter duo who are here today with us, and they have this book out, and we're very excited to welcome them to the show and find out more about how we can, you know, heal ourselves through nutrition. Welcome to the show, you two ladies.
Thank you very much for having us on.
Sorry for the long bio, but you guys have done some incredible things. And
they've been busy.
Yes. It is so nice to hear the background of, I mean, as an author myself, and Marcia's an author too, it's anyone that has a platform has a story. And so that's why I think the story is so powerful to share too, before we just get right into the book.
Yes, I totally agree.
Yeah. So can you guys tell us a little bit about how this idea came up for the book and maybe your journey, how you got here?
Well, I have always been practicing it at home, you know, giving tips to friends and family. As a mother, you know, when you bring up your kids, you know, they always get sick, like every other kids, you know. And so you have to encounter a lot of challenges, you know, what to do with them, you know, when they are having a fever, when they're going through all kinds of problems when they're growing up. So I have been using, of course, a Western doctor, but on the side, you know, to accelerate their recovery, we have to use a lot of Chinese herbs, you know, drinks and teas and soups to help them recover quicker and better. So I wrote this book during the lockdown of the pandemic. I thought, I always want to do this, so might as well use this time to be productive since I'm home, like everybody else. And Genevieve was with me every day because she was also in the lockdown like everybody else.
I really had nowhere to go.
It's amazing what comes out of this, you know, what's come out of this.
Well, yeah, I'm a pretty prolific person as a writer. So I had actually gotten into a car accident as well before the lockdown. So I've really had to stay home. And since we were isolating together, so to speak, I was like, you know what? Let's just get this done. So we ended up writing the book.
That's amazing.
And then only after we finished writing the book did I even put a cookbook proposal together, and then, you know, start the process with, you know, agents and publishers and things like that.
That's so great. So, you know, I have so many questions. I mean, I know for myself, when I was pregnant with my kids, I read a book about Chinese herbs and soups and, you know, helping, you know, a woman recover their postpartum days. And I know that was helpful for me, but I did feel a little bit intimidated with just some of the ingredients. What, you know, for people that maybe don't have access to it, what do you guys recommend in terms of kind of just basic soups people could start making at home without, or do we need to kind of source these things?
You would have to source, you can source these things by going to Chinese herbal pharmacy.
Yeah.
Our book has all the herbs in English and Chinese, which is, I think, really unique. And we also have pictures of the herbs so that you can break the language barrier. But you can also go to our website at healingherbalsoups.com and purchase herbs if you don't. If you're not by an herbal pharmacy, we actually organize all of our herbs by soup name, and all of our herbs come from our herbal supplier, Wing Hup Fung, which is a very big chain in Southern California. They're our partners. So we wanted to make herbs accessible to everybody. So you can go to the store if you want or go online.
That's great. I mean, I think that was the challenge when I really did want to get into making the broths and all the things that actually make it enrich it, and it was hard to find. But it sounds like that's super easy that you guys made it accessible. Perfect.
Chinese herbs are hard even for Chinese people because I mean there's a mm-hmm. science of mixing the herbs. You don't want to mix the herbs in the wrong way. And also mm-hmm. because of the names. I mean, there's scientific names of herbs. There's common names of herbs. There's the Chinese name of the herb. If you go to a Korean herbal pharmacy, they'll have it in Korean, you know, or whatever it is. So, yeah,
right.
You have to sort
wow.
it out.
Wow.
Yeah.
So when you guys were writing the book, when you were, you know, in lockdown, were you guys literally in the same house together? Were you working kind of, you know, all the time about this? Or was it just, you know, a certain time during the day? I'm just curious about the mother and daughter part of your relationship and how that impacted the project.
Well, Genevieve lives very close to me, like 15 minutes away. So, you know, during the lockdown, I was writing the contents and she comes home, I mean, every day, you know. So during dinner time, because she has no place to go, you know, like everybody else. And so we talked mm-hmm. about it, and, you know, I finished my contents in about a month. But she's a professional writer. I'm quite an amateur. So she just read mm-hmm. through that and helped me edit, you know, whatever's necessary. And so we work very well together, and we finish up everything within 3 months.
Wow.
But this is the only time I can make her stay and mix to me more.
Right.
And listen to me 100%.
And I had to follow all of her orders, just so you guys
I'm
know.
I'm getting that
that's
impression,
that's
Genevieve.
During the lockdown.
The rest of us were over here watching.
I feel like it would be the same with my
right,
mom,
the
too.
Rest of us are over here watching Bravo and gaining 15 pounds. And you two amazing women are, you know, literally changing the world with this book and these soups and these healing qualities. It's unbelievable. I love it.
I know. It's amazing. I just want so you know, Marcia and I have a background. We have a recovery background. We both are recovery professionals and helping people change their lives, you know, from a place where, you know, they're on a new path of healthy living and kind of addressing their nutrition habits all over again, their physical habits, mental and emotional habits. And I think this would be very helpful for people in general to kind of understand the benefits of herbs, these Chinese herbs particularly, and nutrition and soups. And, you know, can you tell us a little bit about their intended purpose and maybe some other benefits besides the ailments that these specific soups help people with?
I think the book is, we try to focus on helping people to use food instead of drugs to help themselves, no matter what kind of problems they have. And I read on your website and everything, I know you are into helping people recover from addictions or mental health and all kinds of problems. Like in the book, we have something that helps you detox, which is I'm using something everybody is very familiar with. I try to use things that people are familiar with instead of just herbs, you know. The herbs are just like a catalyst. It helps to the effect, you know, becoming more effective. Like the detox soup is for cleaning up the liver. And we have something very genuine that everybody have heard of. So I try to be, as I say, generic, you know. Mm. We use artichoke. with some apricot kernels to cook a soup, which is super easy. You know, artichoke is a very Western thing. Mm. But artichoke and radish are one of the two things, two kinds of food that can help to detox and clean up the impurities in our liver. So, but, you know, we usually just eat the artichoke tips, you know, instead of boiling the whole thing in a soup, you know, and mm-hmm. everything comes out. And it's very delicately, naturally sweet taste, you know, so it's very easy to do. All you do is to throw it in, you know, you rinse it, you throw it in. But cleaning up your liver is a big part because all the impurities and toxins are usually stored mm-hmm. in the liver as, you know, that's like a blood bank for the human body.
Yes.
And like we also have something to relieve anxiety and stress with a flower tea, which is you can make in 3 minutes, you know, with using rosebud and rosebud and chrysanthemum and jasmine. The main ingredient is actually rosebud because rosebud has a history in traditional Chinese medicine to relieve stress and anxiety and makes you mood much better so that you can sleep better as well. So one cup of flower tea, say an hour before the bedtime, will help you sleep through the night. And, you know, a good sleep is important because it affects your mood, your health, and everything. So that, I think, is very good for most people, and it's easy to do, you know, these two. And we have a step further, we have a walnut, astragalus root. You know, walnut is helps in moisturizing the skin, you know, has prevents cell aging, enhancing memory and all that, but also relieves fatigue and stress. So that is also something to help everybody in this pandemic period where all our moods are, and worries are all pretty heavy. Right?
Yes.
Yeah, and the walnut soup is a winter soup, so we organize our soup by seasons because, you know, our soups are all about preserving your immune system and weathering the seasons, so the walnut soup is actually in the winter, so, you know, people can drink it now.
That's amazing. Ah, so good. These sound so delicious. I'm like dreaming about the tea now. I'm dreaming about the
like walnut moisturizer.
I know.
So I have a question for you guys. So I live in Austin, Texas now, and I grew up on the East Coast, and I lived in Georgia most of my childhood and North Carolina most of my adult life until I came to Austin in 2008, so 13 years ago almost. But anyway, in Austin, everyone says that if you don't have allergies, that when you get to Austin, Texas, you're going to have allergies, meaning like, you know, nasal dripping, sneezing, all that kind of stuff because of the cedar trees here. So I got to ask, in your book, do you address allergies? I think that's something that a lot of people these days I hear struggle with that more even than I did 10 or 20 years ago. So I don't know if that's about global warming, who knows. Mm-hmm. But Erica, you and I were actually talking about allergies when I was in California with you. So I wonder, is there a soup for that? Are there like traditional ways to address that? That histamine response,
you know,
I guess.
We don't view allergy as something that was only caused by exterior factors, you know, like trees, pollens, and all that. But it's your body's immune system. I mean, if you have a good immune system, your allergies will go away. I have terrible eczema, and I'm not as bad as Genevieve, you know. And I have my first eczema.
No. I think it's the reverse.
I have eczema at 14, I remember. Then when I came to America at 17 to go to college, my eczema went away completely. And after I have Genevieve, it came back, you know. So throughout these, I'm 65, okay. Throughout these years of my adulthood, you know, it comes and goes, it comes and goes. And I realized, you know, this is not just allergy. This is really your immune system. If you're really in top shape, top-notch shape, then you won't have it. Or it's much, much less. So, you know, in Chinese, we believe in something called qi. Qi is actually an energy that was believed to be born with you, you know, when you came out to this world, you know. But because, you know, as you grow up, you use up a lot of it. And then when you work a lot, you use up a lot of it. That energy starts to dissipate as you get older.
Yeah. It's like your immunity. Your immunity
right.
dissipates,
everything
too.
Goes yeah. down, mm-hmm. okay? Mm-hmm. And people don't know how to replenish your energy. It's like an inventory that you keep using. Very soon you'll be out of it, you know? So the important thing is to replace or replenish that energy, not only with a healthy lifestyle, but, you know, like we have something, the soup that I just mentioned before, the astragalus root, those are helping you to replenish your qi. So here and there in the book, we have certain items that helps to replenish your qi, which is an important part of against allergy. So when your qi is good, you usually don't suffer from as much illnesses and allergy. You know, I have hay fever, I have all kinds of things when I was a kid, okay? But it gradually went away, you know. For the last 20 years, you know, whenever I went to see my herbalist, he was telling me my body is stronger than before. And that is unheard of, you know, for an old woman like me, right? I should be going downhill.
That's amazing. Well, you take care of yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
So that proves that, you know, a lot of things is you have to balance your qi with a healthy lifestyle, good sleep, because that makes you healthy and your immune system will be healthy.
Right, exactly. No, that's true. I think my allergies were the worst when I was in an unhealthy phase of my life, you know, I think because my immunity was probably compromised. So, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
We do have something also on our website, too, about boosting immune system with drinks.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Like I always tell people to drink persimmon leaves tea. And we have a big article on our website, which is not in the book. You know, those are specifically important immunity drinks and tea.
Uh-huh. Yeah. No, that's great.
So it doesn't have to do with where I'm living and what flowers or trees are blooming. It has to do with my internal condition is what I hear you saying. Okay, that's actually good news, though. I've never thought
of
it
that way. Well, it can't hurt to address it.
Because we can fix it. Yeah. Right, right, exactly. Yeah, something I can do about
it. Yeah, we have different immune-boosting herbs for each season, too. So it's based more on the season, I would say.
And Genevieve, you know, in your bio, it did say that you did, you know, suffer from asthma and eczema and allergies, too. So I'm sure that this is you've had the effects of the healing powers of Chinese herbs and soups, too.
Yes. Yeah. You know, the problem with, well, for eczema, you know, I was basically born with eczema. And it wasn't until, and they give you a lot of creams at the dermatologist's office, but it always seemed to just be temporary. You know, you'd temporarily heal from your rashes, but they'd flare up again. And I don't think it was until I was in my mid-20s when I really finally found a Chinese herbalist who gave me decoctions to drink that my eczema went away. And once it went away, so did a lot of my allergies in general. And I was almost given like a clean slate, so to speak, to, you know, begin a much more healthier lifestyle at that point. For asthma, well, we live in a very polluted place now. Los Angeles doesn't have the best air. But, you know, I the medical decoctions helped a lot. And also, you know, I would say constant exercise. And then we actually, if there's anybody listening who also lives in LA, as you know, we go through fire season.
Yeah.
You know, we have a recipe on our website that's free. It says, you know, for smoke inhalation, and we have a recipe for young monk fruit water that's great for smoke inhalation, as well as people who have excess mucus in their lungs to help clear it out. So,
that's great.
I urge everybody
to
try that.
Yeah, that's fabulous. That's fabulous. Yeah.
And it only takes 5 minutes to you know, 10 minutes to make it. So it's very easy to do. Our website is www.healingherbalsoups.com with an S in the end. So you can go on for more detail.
Oh, yeah. And we're going to tell everybody where to find you guys, too, when we wrap up. I just wanted to also just ask you guys. So when I think in general, well, first of all, food in general, and my cousin actually had eczema her whole life, and she moved to Italy to go abroad there. She's studying there, and it went away because I think the food has less preservatives and chemicals. And anyway, so I know food in general could help people when you start to change your diet and watch what you start putting into your system, you know? And so I was just going to ask you guys, too, like when people are going, let's say, you know, I grew up in San Francisco and there's a Chinatown there, and my grandmother used to get herbs there. But, you know, like for me, if we go to downtown LA or we go, you know, I'm in Westlake Village. There's like an herbalist nearby here. Do you recommend people asking specific questions on where they get their herbs? I mean, is it pretty safe for people to kind of find a local place? Or, I mean, they could go on your website too, but if somebody has a place in mind, are all these herbs kind of similar?
Well, the quality, the herbs are similar, but there's a quality difference, you know, just like anything else.
Right.
We
partner
with a Chinese pharmacy herbal store called Wing Hap Fong, and they have like 5 or 6 stores all over Los Angeles. And I think some of the herbs you can even buy in supermarkets, like in the Valley, you know, the 99 Ranch Market has a lot of good quality stuff too, and they're also everywhere, so it's easy to obtain.
So it sounds like online too is easy for, like, Marcia wants to order, she can order from
the store. Online is easy to order too, but you know, your body has to, you know, talking about eczema, I want to bring up is that if you have a lot of dampness around you, like you live next to a lake, you live next to a highly humid weather, you know, that can easily cause your asthma to flare up, you know.
So, aggravate it.
Yes, and so you have to eat something to remove your dampness that was trapped inside your body. So we talk about it extensively in our book, how to do that. I think our book, the most important thing, one of the most important thing our book is to helps you identify how your problem is created, and then guides you to how to remedy the situation.
To solve it, yeah. Fabulous. So amazing.
Like treating the cause and not the symptom is what I hear you saying. And also, I just pulled up y'all's Instagram. It's really, really cute, by the way, you guys together. And one thing I noticed is, first of all, you guys are both beautiful, and your skin is literally not a blemish on it, especially you, Rose. You already told us your age, and I got to tell you, you guys look amazing. This has got to be, I mean, do you attribute some of that to the soups? I mean, I'm kind of blown away
Photoshop.
Here. No. I know a Photoshop when I see one. No, you guys are gorgeous, both of you.
Well, the blemishes are caused because, you know, as you age, your blood vessels get blocked up, the tiny blood vessels. That's how you get blemishes. So if you are careful and eat healthily with certain food, like what I just mentioned, like persimmon leaves tea, those are extremely important for blood health because it strengthens the walls of your blood vessels. And it's just a tea, you know. You can just drink it and make it in less than 50 minutes, put it that way. But I drink a lot of those things, you know, together with other things that helps my circulation. So it also helps you to look better, you know.
Wow. Well, it's working. Like anti-aging, too.
Yeah. Anti-aging,
Yeah, if your blood is clean, you know, your skin will be clean.
Yes. And then, like, the artichoke soap that I mentioned before, once your blood is clean of toxic materials, it also reflects in your skin. So if your liver is healthy, your skin will be healthy. You know, in traditional Chinese medicine, we relate different organs together instead of looking them independently as one organ, you know, and function independently. We always think that they're interrelated in certain ways. As I say, the skin is directly interrelated with the liver, so if your blood is clean, your skin is clear. You know, it's good to apply all those lotions, all those stuff over on the exterior, but most of it really comes from the interior. So if all these things doesn't work inside, you know, you accumulated garbage. So no matter what you do to throw away the garbage, you know, it's still keep coming, right?
It really does come down to, Also, I mean, so, you know, just personally for you too, how often do you eat a soup or do you take herbs daily? Like, you know, in terms of how people should use food with specific herbs, how often do you think people should use them to make an actual difference or for them to see something change?
I mean, this is the most common question we get asked, actually. Say that if you're going to adopt, you know, healing herbal soups into your life, you make them like twice a week and don't go
twice
out of season on the recipes. I think, you know, it's so important that, you know, that you realize what each herb is for and you really check in with your body to see how it's affecting you. Don't just arbitrarily, you know, use herbs without figuring out first what they do and without really feeling what they're doing to your body.
Most of those herbs that we have in the book are very generic. So it adapts to all kinds of body types, whether you're high blood pressure, low blood pressure, you know, you have high cholesterol, low cholesterol, it won't affect you in a harmful way. You know, it will only improve you.
So if you have digestion issues, I know artichoke leaf is used a lot in, like, you know, detoxing vitamins and things I've taken through the years for digestion issues. But so if someone has something like that, you're just saying, like, it's not going to create another issue for them?
No, not at all. I mean, there's no such thing as overdosing on these foods, you know, just like if you eat potatoes, you overdose on potatoes. I mean,
exactly. These are all natural.
I would say 90% of the ingredients we use, the word I use generic means that they're just like potatoes. You can't overdose on them.
Yeah.
And if you can.
No, that's good for people to know.
Right. Yeah. And then if you adapt the lifestyle that we suggested, I think within a few months you notice the difference. And some of them makes you know the difference instantly. You know, when people are really, for example, if I have pancreas sores, then you drink certain things and the next day you feel much better, you know. Then you see the effect more abruptly. For other people, you know, for example, your skin is not good and you're drinking this and that, it may take a few months for it to clear up, but you definitely feel better quite quickly.
So like Jen was saying too, figure out your ailment. Like if it is you're suffering from this, then, you know, like make sure that you know what you're taking and why you're taking it. Yeah.
Right, right, right.
Check in.
Right. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
You know, as women, you know, it's also, we always have menstruation and periods. So there's something in the soup that for you to, every woman, to drink, you know, like jujube bean, things like that, which is a fruit. I mean, you can't overdose on jujube bean, but it has a lot of iron, and it helps to replenish the blood that you lose every month.
Right, yeah. They sell it at our local farmer's market, jujube beans, yeah.
Mm-hmm. As women, we have to take extra special care of ourselves.
Yeah, yeah. I know postpartum, a lot of warm soups helped me, and, you know, there's so much that's gotten lost when you just have a baby. So I think that was very helpful. And that's what kind of sparked my interest in this whole world of herbs and soups and just the warming of the soups and, you know, kind of how it could replenish the blood in your body you lose. And so I think everybody, you know, goes through different chapters in their lives. And, you know, it sounds like there's something for everybody, depending on where you're at and what you're dealing with.
Yeah, in Chinese medicine, we really believe that after you have your baby, it's a critical time in your health, because if you don't take care of yourself, you can ruin your health for life, you know, because so much goes into your pregnancy. So it's a really important time to reclaim your health, too.
Genevieve, if you had to give us one piece of information or one piece of advice or helpful hint, what would the one thing be where people might misunderstand Chinese medicine? They might misunderstand, you know, what the point is with the herbs and the soup. So what's one piece that you would give us? And then I wanted to ask you that same question, Rose.
I would say, you know, if you're going to be doing Chinese herbs, really learn what the concept of traditional Chinese medicine is, which is a more holistic approach to your health, because you want to make sure your entire system is working. Just because you're helping one organ does not mean that you're helping all of your organs. And the idea is to be healthy overall and just not put down the fire in one place, so to speak.
I want to add an additional comment. If I have one thing to tell everybody, is that the universe has made us into human beings. And when we are born, actually we're born with everything that needs us to survive and remain healthy for a period of years. So all we are doing in this book and in traditional Chinese medicine for thousands of years is to guide you, like to use what food, fruits or vegetables or whatever outside, including herbs, to help you survive. And so we're using things that are provided by the universe. It's not something that we should be scared of, you know, because that is all comes natural. Yeah. Part of our life.
Such a good point, because so many people are so willing and eager and you know, don't even think twice to take some pharmaceutical concoction that, you know, some doctor meets them once and prescribes to them, and yet we're so afraid of certain herbs and things like that. So this is a really important, you know, imperative point for everyone that's listening, that foods and vegetables and herbs and things that come from the earth are what we should be looking into, and not so much always you know, pharmaceutical, psychoactive.
Yeah, but you look at those pharmaceuticals and all those pills we took in so much of them. They actually are extracts from these food and vegetables,
yeah.
Fruits and herbs too, you know?
Yeah.
So why are you afraid of taking it in the natural form versus a chemical form? You know?
Right. Yeah.
And the natural foods are easier to absorb by the body than these chemical forms. You know?
Right. Of course. Yeah.
So I think that will help people to realize, hopefully, that we should, you know, especially this pandemic, you know, should make us think twice. Why don't we try something more natural, you know? Because we survived through thousands of years of civilization without all these chemicals we have before, right?
Right, absolutely. And people are getting sick and cancers, you know, I mean, I know three people that have been diagnosed with cancer this month, like family friends, which is really scary, you know. So there's something going on wrong in our society and in our world, and we really have to kind of turn back and look to our ancestors and look to what's helped for years, you know, thousands of years ago, and you kind of, you know, again, get this basic primal knowledge back. Yeah.
Right. We should reflect on ourselves. What did we do wrong?
Right, exactly.
Right, yeah. Because we're almost a little bit afraid of it. But then, you know, I was just thinking when you guys were talking, even if I'm watching television at night, you know, just like NBC, CBS, like the main channels, they have so many commercials about pharmaceuticals. And so from an early age, we're sort of, you know, indoctrinated in like, this is the solution, you know, marketing, media, et cetera, et cetera. And so, you know, you don't hear many people just talking about, you know, the wisdom of our ancestors and of the universe and of the earth. But I think it's getting better that there's more talk like that, but I still think we have a long way to go, because when you just said that people are afraid of it, that really, you know, struck me. That rang true to me, because it's something that we're not familiar with, you know?
Chinese
Sadly.
Herbal medicine has been around longer than Western medicine has. And this is something mm-hmm. that we tell people. It's been studied for centuries, hundreds of years. So, you know, there's nothing to be scared of. Just find a practitioner who is licensed and who is educated and start there.
Well, this is why we have these conversations, because there is nothing to be scared of. But again, if you don't live in like a big metropolitan city, you don't have access to things, and you know, you're kind of, like Marcia said, you're subjected to all this, you know, nonsense with, you know, commercialized pushing of pharmaceuticals. You know, again, it's just education, it's just awareness, and we're creating the awareness today. This is why we, you know, this is why you guys are here. This is why your book is so wonderful.
While we're doing the podcast,
change so many lives.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Literally.
Why we're doing the podcast. Yeah, exactly.
Well, we need people like you guys, you know, to spread the word out and try to convert people back to nature.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, exactly. Marcia, you want to ask where we could...
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Thanks. Yes, thanks you guys so much for being here with us today. I have learned so much. I'm so excited.
Me too.
Your book and
Thank
read
you
it. Yes, absolutely. So just so our listeners can make sure that they can find you, could you just give your Instagram and your website one more time, or wherever the best place is for them to find you?
So to learn more about us, you can go to @herbalsoups. On Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Our website is healingherbalsoups.com. You can buy our book in several countries. I always say you can go to Amazon or Target or Barnes & Noble in America, but our book is actually available in the U.S., U.K., India, Australia.
It's fabulous.
On the respective Amazon and Simon & Schuster sites. So it's pretty easy to get if you're in those countries.
Yes.
Good. No. We're going to keep spreading it global, international. Yes.
Yeah. And luckily, there's Chinese people everywhere. There's a Chinatown.
It's
so many. We've really spread ourselves out. So we're easy to find. Just approach and ask.
That is so funny, Rose. That's so funny. I mean, sorry, Genevieve. I keep calling you your mom's name. Sorry. You guys are so,
okay. We look alike. So
you
sometimes
do.
People get mixed up.
You're so connected, too. I can feel your energy. But so Eric and I always ask one question when we are finishing up with our guest, and it's our deep dive question. And so we would like to know, Genevieve and Rose, what is your superpower?
I think my power lies in that when I have a passion and I find that this is rewarding to humanity, I will pursue it regardless of how much I have to put in, you know, even financially at a loss.
Yeah.
But I think I'm quite influential in my own ways to spread out what I think is important.
Yeah, you're definitely very persuasive, I have to say.
And that's good. That's a great quality. Yeah.
My superpower, I think I'm a very good communicator.
And I would
I'm
agree
with
that. Very
intuitive about people's feelings and their emotions.
That is.
But yes, good. I'm definitely a very good communicator. I, as a news journalist and a former broadcast journalist, we're kind of taught in journalism school and at work to convey as much information as we can in 20 seconds, which is the time for a news story, the who, what, when, where is in 20 seconds. But making people...
Wow.
Yeah, basically giving people a story in 20 seconds is harder than it seems.
Mm-hmm.
And making somebody remember the details is also an art.
Yeah.
So
wow.
I would say that's why I'm a good communicator.
That's great. Well, we could do another show on that because I'm curious.
We could. Absolutely. Well, you guys are amazing. We are so, so happy that we were able to learn about your passion and what you're doing to... you know, to literally change humanity, like you said, Rose. So thank you again for being here.
Thank you, yes.
And until next week, this is Marcia Stone.
And this is Erica Spiegelman.
Reminding you to be well.